justice to me, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws, honorary soldier of Makerere University, and I congratulate you. I now have the honor and privilege to call upon His Excellency President George of San
the taking of seeds and animals, the domesticating of seeds and animals, about 27,000 years ago, enabled man to practice agriculture. These seeds were alive at one time. But these human beings learned how to domesticate those seeds and make them grow at home. And so the cows and the goats and the chickens, they were all wild, but we learned how to tame some of them. This agricultural revolution liberated man from hunting and gathering. Because before the agricultural revolution, man had to get food through hunting and gathering. Instead of spending many days or hours hunting for food and animals for hunting in the wild, man now has more certainty of food through the domesticating of plants and animals. Even then, man still faced the uncertainty created by the weather. Remember the certain words of plenty, or meru, as it is called in one of the languages, and the 7 years of famine, ifa, as it is called in one of the languages, talked about in the Bible in Genesis chapter 41, verse 37. This was in Egypt. In time, man learned how to tame grass through breeding grounds and the use of irrigation. I have said before that one of the cleverest tribes in Africa is the Abasola people. One of many people in the world was time inventing different words for rain, Ejoa, as they say in one of the languages, and for weather, amazing. The Basota understood that both rain and water were one and the same thing.
Being very
of iron and the use of iron weapons caused great changes in agriculture and in warfare. Iron weapons were first used by the Hittites in 2000 BC. Those who used iron weapons gained an advantage over those that were still using bronze weapons. Some history says that this part of the world, this part of Africa, entered the Iron Age around 1200 BC. That's about 3,000 years ago. Given the great knowledge and vocabulary of the Mandatory vis-a-vis iron working, I suspect people in this part of the world would have been having the knowledge of iron for much longer than these records suggest. The English used, for instance, a descriptive phrase called shrinkage. The professor did not know that. Called shrinkage to describe the process where iron is first heated red hot and then suddenly cooled by pouring water on the metal. And I'm going to use only one word, Okaza. This word is only used for this scientific process of strengthening the metal and drilling two metal rings, one larger, one smaller. Even the harmonization of the description of the furnace shows greater knowledge and more efficiency than I get from English. So I suspect that these people here could not have developed such rich vocabulary about iron working in just these 3,000 years. I suspect it may have been much longer, the knowledge of the use of iron in this part of the world. The invention of gunpowder of Uganda by the Chinese in 850 AD, but converted to aggressive use by the Europeans, created big changes in the world. Gunpowder was invented by the Chinese. It was not the Europeans who invented gunpowder. But the Europeans opportunistically grabbed it and used it against the rest of us, including the Chinese. All the continents were subjugated by the masters of gunpowder. Civilizations and peoples were exterminated, e.g. the Red Indians of South America, the Red Indians of America. Somebody who tried to listen next up my the Red Indians of America, North America. The Incas of Peru, the Aztecs of Central Mexico, the Aborigines of Australia, etc. And the West Europeans gained advantage over other continents because of gunpowder. The Europeans, the opportunistic users of gunpowder, even tried to conquer China, the real inventors of gunpowder. They, however, already managed to make shallow penetrations in Macau and Hong Kong. The immense Chinese Empire, the riot, resisted the Europeans and the Japanese and have now caught up with them. As the Vice Chancellor said here, China now is the second biggest economy in the world. So the Chinese have regained their position in the world against these Europeans. Greeted Europeans. The inventing of printing, the inventing of electricity, the inventing of rocket science, the inventing of the aeroplane, the inventing of electronics, and many others have created new situations, some of whose implications have not been fully understood by the Africans. Africans are asleep. They are saying, what is the implication for the Africans have mastered state science. What is the implication for us? We are here on earth, some people are very dangerous looking at us. Rocket science was pioneered by the Germans in the form of their V1 and V2 rockets, designed, developed, tested and produced in Telemundo between 1937 and 1945. During World War II. Penamut is some place, I think it is in Germany, some place like that. They used these rockets to bombard London during the war. After the war, both the Americans and the Russians copied this technology to send rockets in space. Based in space, the Americans, the Russians, the Chinese, and now the Indians are looking down upon us as little ants that are not aware of what is going on in the universe. We are here just like small ants. Like when you are looking at ants, for obsession, you are going to look at ants. Because you are looking at them, putting your head there, you are eating sugar or some small milk. For you can come with these exercises and feel all the way you That's how Africans are now. These people are there in the sky, they are here. You don't know what's going on there. They can be tested to the sail on us with aggressive intentions. Although the problem of Americans in Iraq show that the human being can still resist even when faced with people using space science, this disequilibrium is not anything. There is now a disequilibrium. There is now a disequilibrium in the world. Some people are going there, and we are just here, just like ants. Our Lord's Prayer says, "Thou hast not given us in temptation, but deliver us from evil." Black Africa should not lead other peoples in the world with temptation by being excessively weak. When you are excessively weak, you tend to the greedy. And you are going against our Lord's Prayer. Thou shalt not lead us in temptation, but deliver us from evil. The leaders of the Africans, the isolation of the Africans, tempt other people to think that they can enslave them. All these randomly selected examples that I've just shown here show that scientific changes have been the primers of great changes in the human society for the better, for some, and for the worse, for the others. You know, if you say that, you say for better and for worse. Now, in the world, this